Instagram for kids. What could possibly go wrong? Hi there, everyone. I'm Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with current events and trending topics. JR is the producer, and he has uploaded this full lesson, number 409, to plainenglish.com/409. In today's lesson, we are talking about Facebook's internal initiative to develop a version of Instagram just for kids under 13. Remember, Facebook owns Instagram. Well, the kids' version of Instagram is on ice for now. On ice means it's been paused. That's the topic of today's lesson. The English expression we'll review today is geared toward, and JR has a song of the week. Let's get going. The Wall Street Journal is one of the most influential publications in the U.S. Last month, the journal published a series of articles based on internal Facebook documents leaked by a whistleblower. There were several findings in the journal's articles. First, the leaked documents showed that the company maintained an internal program called CrossCheck, allowing celebrities and other high-profile people to circumvent the rules about content. These VIPs are allowed to post content that would otherwise be banned if it were posted by you or me. Next, the investigation found that Facebook was aware that its platform was being used for illegal activity. We're talking drug cartels, human trafficking groups, and targeted violence against ethnic minorities. Facebook was slow to remove the offending accounts, and in some cases, it took no action at all. But one key finding stood out above all others. Internal research showed that Instagram was toxic for the mental health of teenage girls. The internal documents stated that 32% of teen girls said that when they felt bad about their bodies, Instagram made them feel worse. In focus groups, teenage girls said that Instagram increased their rates of anxiety and depression. Among teens in the UK that had suicidal thoughts, 13% said those thoughts originated with Instagram. The leaked research showed that for some teenagers, the following feelings started on Instagram. Ready? They're ranked with the most popular feeling at the top. Number one, the feeling that they have to create the perfect image. Second, that they're not attractive. Third, that they don't have enough money. Fourth, they don't have enough friends. Fifth, they're not good enough. Sixth, their friends aren't really their friends. They're alone, lonely, can't be honest, want to hurt themselves. All these feelings start on Instagram, according to the company's own research. In focus groups, teenagers said they knew that time on Instagram was bad for their mental health, but they couldn't stop using the app for fear of missing out on social or cultural trends. How does Instagram hurt teens' mental health? We don't have to speculate. They say so in their own words. There's pressure to conform to social stereotypes, pressure to have as much money as influencers and the same bodies as influencers, pressure to get likes and followers, conflicts with friends, including bullying and hate speech, inappropriate advertisement, and the over-sexualization of girls. While the company conducted this research internally, it presented a much different perspective to the outside world. The head of Instagram said the company's research showed the effect on teens' well-being was quite small. Mark Zuckerberg was no doubt choosing his words carefully when he told a congressional committee that Facebook's research showed using social apps to connect with other people can have positive mental health benefits. So you can imagine the public reaction to an idea called Instagram Kids. Right now, privacy laws in the U.S. prevent companies from collecting data on children under 13 years old. Many social apps, therefore, have different versions for young children. However, kids don't want to use the kids' version. They often lie about their ages to get the full version. But at the same time, they think that Instagram and Facebook are uncool because they're specifically adult apps. Facebook knows that to continue growing, it needs to be the app of choice among kids when they get their first phones. So, Facebook wanted to create an app that would be geared toward the youngest kids. The idea is that they could get them into the Facebook ecosystem early and prevent them from getting hooked on Snapchat and TikTok, which are currently more popular among preteens. The Wall Street Journal articles seem to have put a stop to all that. Facebook said afterward that its plans for Instagram Kids were on pause. The company said it would instead focus more time on enhancing teen safety and parental supervision in its existing apps. In response to the articles, a U.S. Senate committee called a hearing on the topic. Senators were not pleased with the idea of Instagram Kids. One senator said his office even created an account pretending to be a 13-year-old girl. They followed accounts associated with dieting, and within a day, they were inundated with accounts promoting self-harm and promoting eating disorders. Two senators are now reintroducing a law that would strengthen protections and prohibit some features for kids under 16. Other committees might revisit the argument that Facebook is a monopoly and should be broken up. But the most damaging comments from the hearing came in the form of a simple comparison. Several senators compared Facebook's current situation to that of tobacco companies decades ago. They say that Facebook knows its product is harmful, but is aggressively pushing it on younger and younger users to get them hooked early and for life, just like tobacco companies used to do. It's not a perfect analogy, but it doesn't have to be. The fact that Facebook is being compared to a cigarette maker is enough to confirm that Facebook is in real trouble. Facebook sent a relatively low-level executive to be interviewed by that Senate committee. She didn't make much news during the hearing. There are a few points in Facebook's favor that I should mention. First, kids lie about their ages to get on the adult version of Instagram. Facebook argues that a kid's version would steer young users toward a version that has greater protections in place and better parental supervision. Surely, that would be safer than having under 13s on the main app. Second, they defend doing and having the research regarding the effects on teens. They say that doing that research is necessary to make improvements to the platform. They also say they're exploring several alternative options. One idea is to nudge people toward uplifting or positive content if they seem to be going down a negative path or spiraling out of control. Another idea is to prompt people to take a break from social media after too much use or too much time. A few weeks after the articles were published, the person behind the leaks revealed herself in a television interview. She had been part of the civic engagement team that was in charge of monitoring and managing content around the 2020 American election. Her team was disbanded, and she thought Facebook was putting its priorities in the wrong place. She said Facebook was misleading the public, and she gave a financial regulator documents that she says proves her case. The next day, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram all suffered an outage for most of a business day in the Americas and the evening in Europe. It was the longest outage in a long time for a large internet company. Some people thought it was a hack, but it appears it was a technical error. The apps were back up after going dark for about 6 hours, and we'll talk about that in a lesson next week. Today's English expression is geared toward. When something is geared toward a person or a group, it's made specifically for that group. In today's lesson, you heard that Facebook was developing a version of Instagram geared toward younger kids. That version would be designed specifically for kids, and it would be promoted specifically to kids. It would be geared toward kids. We know that Facebook has paused its Instagram Kids project. But other big tech companies also have versions of their apps geared toward kids. YouTube has one, and Facebook even has a version of its Messenger app that's geared toward kids. In this version, parents can see everything the kids do. And parents can even shut down the app remotely. It also has a unique design. This app, therefore, has been geared toward kids because it was designed for kids. Peloton is a popular brand of home exercise equipment. Its advertisements show good-looking people in beautiful homes sweating in style. When the bikes aren't next to floor-to-ceiling windows with skyline views, they're looking out on perfectly manicured gardens. The lighting is amazing. There's never any clutter nearby, and everyone's hair is perfect. The bikes are geared toward the affluent and the people who imagine themselves to be affluent. The bikes, in other words, are built for and marketed to people who have a lot of money, or wish they did. How will new homes change in the future? Many home builders are now including extra rooms and features geared toward people who work from home. Before the pandemic, new homes often included an office, which may have just been a small room or worse, an alcove near a bigger room. Either way, the previous designs certainly didn't accommodate two parents working at home. Well, no more. Home builders now tout the work-from-home features in their new homes. They're geared toward people who will spend serious amounts of time working at home. Pulte Homes, a big national home builder in the U.S., has features geared toward multiple adults working at home at the same time. You might see vaccine promotion initiatives that are geared toward certain groups. There are vaccine drives geared toward the elderly, minorities, churchgoers, and so on. Anyone can get a vaccine at these events, but they are often geared toward certain groups. This means they're intended to serve or intended to reach those certain groups. I'm part of a professional organization that's geared toward owners of membership or subscription websites. Sure, there are people in the organization that don't even have online businesses, but they are the exception. Brooks Brothers was a popular menswear brand geared toward professionals who wore suits and ties every day to work. Now, sure, Brooks Brothers offered shorts and t-shirts, but those were the exception. People went to Brooks Brothers to buy expensive suits, shirts, and such. I would say they were geared toward mid-career and older professionals. Certainly anyone could walk in and buy their clothes, but they were geared toward people with money in the middle or back end of their careers. They were in trouble before the pandemic, but they went bankrupt last year. Now, they're aiming to change their look and start again. Their new designs are geared toward people who wear a mixture of outfits, from the formal to the more informal. Where do younger, more stylish professionals get their suits? Suit Supply is a Dutch company with stores around the world. Their suits are geared toward younger professionals who are willing to take more risks with their wardrobes. I have a few suits from Suit Supply, but I stuck with the more traditional looking suits in their collection. JR's Song of the Week is Magic by Kylie Minogue. One of the lines in the song is, "There must be something in the air." That means there's a feeling and you don't know exactly what it is, but there's something. Something in the air. So this week's song is Magic by Kylie Minogue. And thanks, JR, for making that selection, as always. By the way, what am I doing with all these suits in my closet? I still haven't purged my work wardrobe. I need business closed, sure, but not like before. I need to go back and listen to lesson 136 and do a real Marie Kondo review of my closet, specifically the business section, which is almost the whole thing. All these shirts and dress pants have been hanging there for 18 months, practically unused. The problem is, the only thing I want to do less than buy new clothes is pick out existing clothes to donate. Oh well. Hey, Plain English Plus is geared toward professionals who are looking to upgrade their English for career advancement. That's the idea behind Plain English Plus, but we have a lot of members who join for personal enjoyment. A number of members are retired, others have joined just to be able to communicate better on their travels or help their kids in school. So the program is geared toward people looking to improve in their careers, but anyone looking to upgrade their English can benefit. Everything in Plain English Plus is about helping you either understand spoken English better or helping you express your best ideas in English. Those are the two objectives, and everything is about those two things. Understand what's being said and communicate your ideas clearly. The fast version of the program, the translations, and the listening exercises all help you understand spoken English better. The live calls, the video lessons, the practice area, forums, and such, well, that all helps you communicate better. If you're interested in learning more, come visit us at plainenglish.com/plus. Next week, we're talking about the Facebook outage. See you then.